This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Seattle is saying a hard goodbye today to Stewie. Breanna Stewart, one of the most celebrated players in the WNBA, announced today she is leaving the Storm and signing with the New York Liberty. KUOW's Paige Browning is here now to walk us through Stewie's decision and what it means for basketball in Seattle. Paige, hi.
Hey, Kim.
You know, this really wasn't much of a surprise, I guess, but it's still hard to hear. Breanna Stewart, she built her career with the Seattle Storm. Her stats are ridiculous. Number one draft pick the year the Storm signed her. She went on to win league MVP. She's won two championships with the Storm. Tell me why she's leaving.
It hurts. Let me wipe my tears here, Kim. You know, in short, New York is a state with big opportunities for her. Stewart has not said publicly exactly what led her to bid farewell to Seattle and sign with the Liberty, but she is a free agent this year. She's from New York. Her wife is from Europe, a bit closer to New York City. Mm-hmm. And the Storm is without Sue Bird now. They're currently restacking their roster and sort of figuring out what's next for the team, what their team looks like. And if I'm being honest, the Liberty are looking like a team more likely to get to the finals and get that ring this year. I chatted with sports writer Eden Lossie today, who covers the WNBA for Just Women's Sports, and she says Stewie sees New York as a place where she can make more of a mark.
New York is a place with a great market. She's really interested in kind of pushing the WNBA forward as a league. So I think for her, it just kind of ended up being the perfect time. You know, I'm sure with Sue Bird retiring, it sort of felt like the end of an era, the perfect time to move on to something else.
And Kim, I should note, this probably did not have that much to do with salary. People have been asking. But Lossie says Stewart already was earning the high end of WNBA salaries with the Storm. And she gets most of her income now playing internationally and with her shoe deal and ads.
Yeah, that's a whole separate conversation, what WNBA players make. But Paige, for people who may not follow the league that closely, why is Stewart leaving such a seismic shift?
Have you ever heard of Sue Bird? Well,
okay.
Breanna Stewart has that kind of potential to leave that sort of legacy in this league as far as building a reputation as a team leader. Practically a Herculean player. She is so dominant on the court, and she's becoming more of a voice for the league as a whole and pushing it forward. She tweeted every single day that Brittany Griner was in prison in Russia. She was a leader in the Free Brittany Griner movement, and now she's on a new mission. She's pushing teams to start offering chartered flights for the players. They currently fly commercially, just like us. And, you know, that's partly due to Griner's story, but she also says it would be better for player safety and their focus. She's a leader in the league.
Yeah. All right, Paige, my next question. This is about us here in Seattle. What happens now for the Storm?
Well, there are now two super teams in the WNBA. The Storm is not one of them. It's what analysts are calling the Las Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty, all because of free agents they've snagged, Stewie being one of them. So the Storm, they're working right now to build a competitive team. One option that we could hear about really any moment, Courtney Vandersloot.
Oh,
you might have heard of her.
Yeah.
Sloot is from Kent. She was a star player for Gonzaga and is at the top of her game in the WNBA. Watch where she goes. It could be with the Storm. But there's a gem at the core of the Storm roster still, Jewel Lloyd, a.k.a. Gold Mamba. And here's what sports writer Eden Lossie has to say about her.
Seattle fans can kind of take solace in the fact that you still have a really great piece to build around in Jewel Lloyd, right? She's like a franchise player. She's phenomenal. She's somebody that, you know, can take your team to new heights as well. So having her as a centerpiece is a great thing to fall back on.
Paige, Stewie has many years ahead of her in her career, God willing. But what would you say her legacy is here for here in Seattle for fans and beyond?
Well, Stewie has just only a positive legacy in Seattle. She is a star on the court. She's a star off the court. She's a really positive role model, very active in the community and pushing the league forward, as I mentioned earlier. And there's this, the WNBA is at a point where it is growing in a big way. Its viewership is growing, people in stands and the seats. And Breanna Stewart is really at the forefront of this. She's a leader in the league. She's one of the faces of the league. And what Storm fans can remember is they got to see her build her career and become the player and the star that she is. So it's really hard for fans to see her go, but I think everyone's going to be bidding her a good farewell.
Yeah, and we'll be grateful for the years we had with her. KUW's yes. Paige Browning with the latest on Breanna Stewart's departure and what's happening with the Seattle Storm. Paige, thank you so much for this.
Go Storm! Thanks, Kim.